Maybe you can catch a falling star tonight during the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. The Perseids happen every year in August, and many say it's the best meteor shower of the year. Joining us now by Skype is Kelly Beattie, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Jeremy.
So this meteor shower happens every single year. What causes it?
You know, it's very predictable because this time every year, Earth crosses the path of a comet called Swift-Tuttle. Now, the comet isn't anywhere near around, but all the little particles that are spread out on its orbit, we collide with those. Those enter our atmosphere, burn up, and those are what we see as the Perseid meteors.
And are they visible all across the country as long as there are clear skies?
They certainly are. In fact, they're visible all around the world. And, you know, it's not just tonight. If it happens to be cloudy tonight, you can, you know, camp out tomorrow night as well, and there'll still be some.
I saw some meteors about a week ago. Now, that wasn't the peak, but it's still the Perseids. It was pretty cool to see them. However, Kelly, now we're getting to a almost full moon. Is that going to cut down the amount of meteors people can see?
It sure will. You know, the moon is our friend and our foe when it comes to observing. It's almost a full moon, and its light will just dazzle us and flood the night sky with moonlight that will wash out the fainter meteors. Now, you're still going to see some. You'll see the brightest ones, but those will be fewer, and so it just requires a little more patience.
What is the best time to get out there and look for these meteors?
You know, the Perseids are one of the most popular showers because, in part, they're visible almost after the beginning of nightfall. So here in the Northeast, you can see them as soon as it gets dark. A little bit farther south in the country, you'll have to wait till maybe 10 o'clock. But the peak will actually come later at night, after midnight. So if you can stay up late or get up really early tomorrow morning, you'll see more because then we'll be more head-on to where those meteors are coming from.
Do you agree with others who say it's the best meteor shower of the year?
It is one of the top two or three, and it's certainly the most popular because it occurs in summertime here in the U.S. A lot of people are out. The temperatures are great, and if you can fend off the bugs, you know, it's generally a pleasant experience. So my advice is find a spot that's reasonably dark. You know, you don't have to go out into the boonies, but get out of view of street lights and the moon itself if you can, and just look wherever in the sky it's darkest. There's no particular direction, and that's where you'll have the best Perseid hunting.
Okay, and if you are sitting there bored for a few minutes or 10 minutes and you don't see any, what else can you look for in the sky right now? Because there are some visible planets right now.
Yes, indeed. And tonight in particular, if that moon is in view, right next to it is a fairly bright star, and that is not a star, it's the planet Saturn. Hmm. Then over to the right of Saturn, closer to the sunset point, is a much brighter star, and that's the planet Jupiter. They're both gracing our evening skies throughout this summer, and if you've got a telescope, they're A1 targets.
Will we see the other planets at all this summer or in the coming months, like Venus or Mars?
Well, Venus will be with us later this year. Mars is unfortunately lost in the glow of sunlight. But you've got the two largest planets in our solar system in view, so I take advantage of those.
That is Kelly Beattie, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. And you can check out the Perseid meteor shower, which peaks tonight and tomorrow. Kelly, thanks as always.
A pleasure, Jeremy. Clear skies.